five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.
It's Monday, the 6th of February, 2023. At 5, courts waves through applications by energy firms to forcibly install prepayment meters in people's homes, according to internal advice from a top magistrate. Previous guidelines required careful scrutiny of warrant applications, but new advice to courts deemed those rules disproportionate. Suppliers were told to stop force-fitting meters early this week. At 4, younger and lower-paid workers should be included in a scheme which sees people automatically enrolled into pension saving, a think tank says. Current rules require workers aged 22 and above to be enrolled and receive a contribution from their employer when they earn more than £10,000 a year. At 3, London's FTSE 100 index reached an all-time high at 7,905 on Friday afternoon. The Financial Times Stock Exchange index of the 100 most valuable companies on the London Stock Exchange beat the previous record of 7,903.5 set in May 2018. At 2, the German automotive giant BMW is in talks with the government about a £75 million funding package that would secure production of electric minis at its Oxfordshire plant. Sky News has learned that BMW is negotiating with officials at the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy over a grant from Whitehall's Automotive Transformation Fund. And at 1, Britain faces its largest ever strike by health workers today as tens of thousands of nurses and ambulance workers walk out in an escalating pay dispute, which the health minister said would place further strain on the National Health Service. Nurses and ambulance workers have been striking separately on and off since last year, but today's walkout involving both, largely in England, will represent the biggest in the 75-year history of the NHS. For more details on any of these stories, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
Five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.